There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
This reminds me of the opening scene of Crush Groove. Did you see that?
Crush Groove?
Yeah.
No, I've never seen it.
You never saw Crush Groove?
No. But I'm just funny
it's,
that this
horrible acting, but a movie you got to see.
But it's just that this reminds you of some random ass movie that
because they were in it.
I know, I get it. I also the Fat Boys.
Crush Groove is not random.
It's random.
It's not a random ass movie.
To white you people, shut it is.
Okay. Right. You're right. To the whites, it is, but to the blacks, it's not.
See, I watch Fat Boys and Orderlies.
Fat Boys were in Crush Groove.
Man, now maybe I did see Crush Groove.
No, you saw Orderlies. Because if you saw Crush Groove, you would not forget Crush Groove.
Okay. Well, now I'm going to go see if I can't find Crush Groove so I can come back with a report.
Yeah, Sheila E. was in it.
Because my street cred
Sheila E. was
up.
In it. Prince was in it. New Edition. LL Cool J.
So the movie was terrible?
It was,
didn't
it
have
was
any actors?
Horrible acting. No, Blair Underwood was in it. He played,
you know what this
Russell
is like?
Simmons.
This is like looking at We Are the World going, is that Dan Aykroyd? What the hell is he singing for?
Joining us right now, head football coach, probably wondering what in the hell is going on, University of Maryland Terps, Mike Loxley. What's going on, coach?
What's going on, Rob? You tell him to check out Soul Plane, too.
Soul Plane was good, too.
Soul Plane.
Yeah, that woman never recovered. Big win for you on Saturday, coach. I'm going to throw this out here because there's some even media members criticizing the students for storming the field after the game, saying that USC is not that good anymore. Number one, USC is a traditional program. They're blue blood. Number two, it's just a bunch of college students looking for a reason to have fun. Let them alone. Leave them alone.
Why are we listening to the media, Rob? Why are you listening? You are the media, right?
Come on, I don't listen to them either.
As I told you guys during our media day, man, my give a crap gauge is on E, and I love the media. They're necessary evil, but they're gonna find something to write and complain about because the world gravitates toward negativity. I mean, let the kids have some fun, man. Yes. Maryland finally won a game against somebody. I'm okay with that. I don't want to pay the fine. I don't want to pay the fine.
Hey, coach. You got the Terps are one of the best offenses in the country. 313 yards passing per game. Over 100 was 121 yards rushing. Look at the Minnesota team though. Pretty good defensively. They give up like 200 plus yards a game. Not a big number. How do you guys match up against the Golden Gophers? Excuse me.
Yeah, it'll be an interesting matchup because they're a team that obviously are built. To run the ball, control the game. You know, one of the things that jumps out to me is the last time we played them up there, you know, we only had 45 plays of offense because they shrink the game.
Oh.
They line up, they run it, they use the game clock all the way down. You know, they look over and you know, we got 40 seconds to call a play, and they're snapping it with 2 seconds every play, which shrinks the game. It's a great way when you want to control the tempo. And so for us, it's going to come down to making sure our execution, because it forces you to execute at a really high level with those limited plays. And so for us, it's a kind of a mixture of their team that wants to be physical, run the ball, shrink the game, play good defense, and we're a team that's built with speed and athleticism. And you know, we've got to play good defense because one of the things they're going to do is try to just line up and impose their will. So it's a tale of two different type of teams. And you know, we've got a good plan going in. And it's tough to win on the road in the Big Ten, but, you know, it's another opportunity. And I'm hoping, as I said, our team – I saw that young team grow up right before our eyes where finally all three phases play complementary in the USC game. So hope we can build on it.
I know this is kind of a silly question, but how proud of you guys? Are you of, you know, the way they played in the second half? I mean, I was sitting here after we had you on last week. I'm going, well, USC is an interesting pick for homecoming, but you guys came out and played your asses off.
Yeah, and again, we don't get to pick the homecoming.
I know
we've had I mean, we're everybody's homecoming, so I don't know what's going on. We're going up to Minnesota for homecoming. I think we got a homecoming against Oregon, so
yeah.
You know, we can invite a lot of them. And as I told our team, you know, it's one thing to dream about winning championships, but we're in the process now. And I heard John Gruden say, we need to just become a nightmare for people. You want to invite us for homecoming, let's go be a nightmare. And our team has embraced that part of it now, and I'm excited to go up there and compete.
Yeah, well, Coach Mike Locksley, he's the Maryland head football coach. Coach, talk about that for a second. I mean, because you've been a part of national championship contending teams. You've been part of rebuilding teams. How important is it for you to embrace, to recognize first, then embrace where your program is to even get to that next level?
Well, that's what it takes, man. You know, anything that you have success in usually is a slow process. You know, we came in 2019 and you know, no need talking about what where we were as a program. But if you look at where we were in 2019 and where we are now, we've improved the program. Now, the goal is to elevate it to where we can compete for championships, which I firmly really believe, because, you know what, I've got the same, I call it grandma's chocolate chip cookie recipe that Kirby has at Georgia, that Lane has at Ole Miss, Sark has at Texas. You know, we all come from the same family tree in terms of how we organize our programs. The big thing for us is getting the right ingredients and having them come together at the right time. And this new landscape is why I've said all along that this is good for Maryland if we embrace that. We have now the opportunity to kind of shake up, because when you look at the landscape of college football, I mean, it's crazy right now. I mean, it's a parody of it. It's a lot like what the NFL is like. When you see, you know, Tom Brady take a 9-7 Tampa Bay team to the Super Bowl. I mean, that's what this landscape has done, was create some parity. And, you know, if we can just get the positivity about the Maryland football program and what we've been able to accomplish and what it looks like if for us to take the next step, I mean, that's my goal. And I am not letting anyone distract me from it. And if it doesn't work, you know what, I'll go off and start doing media and write stories and talk bad about coaches like the media.
I don't know, Coach. It's a crowded field doing that, man.
You need a little more room, and you need more negativity. That's what we need, right?
Yeah, that's exactly what we need in America right now. Yeah, Coach, just one broader question. Now that these teams are from the Big Ten, not looking past this week's game, but it's about the travel. You're flying out to Oregon. You have USC, UCLA, all these new teams that are, you know, come in from the West. How is this anybody like bitching about this privately, you know, because they're college students, not NFL players? Does it really impact you guys more? It's a lot of travel.
Oh, it is, but it is what it is. And one of the things we've done, and, you know, it's tougher on East Coast teams going west. If you do the research, which I've done in the off season with the NFL teams that go west, I mean, they're not winning a high percentage of the games. But when they come from west to east, like, you know, you look at what USC did. They got in late Friday night, which is not late for them. They woke up and they played a game at 1 o'clock. Now, if we played the game at 12, then they would be playing a game at 9 o'clock. Yeah. And in a perfect world, you know, for us going out to Oregon, it's an acclimation period, because now if we play a night game because TV wants us to play at 7, that's a 10 o'clock game for us, 10 p.m. And most of my kids are at Bentley's by 10 p.m. probably and not used to playing a game. So it's definitely it impacts things when you have to travel that far, but it really impacts the teams going from east to west more than west to east.
There he is. Coach, good luck to you on Saturday, man, and we wish you the best. Talk to you about another win next week.
Appreciate y'all, man. Have a good one.
You too.
Thanks, Coach.
410-583-1057. That's the number. Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on the Fan. Daily Line at 9:30, but on the other side, Ed Norris, Shovels.
Yes, I've got a good one, I think, for someone on the show. I think you'll enjoy this.
If you have a shovel,
you should stay tuned for this.
Who?
If you have a shovel, give us a call. Give us a text, 410-583-1057 is the number. Is the lot? He got me looking dead at me now. Shovel to me?
I said someone on the show. It's okay. A surprise. What are you?
Shovels up next to the Fan.
The biggest idiots deserve the big bad shovel of wisdom. sponsored by Jerry's Toyota. And their exclusive benefits, including free service maintenance for 4 years or 50,000 miles. Visit Jerry's Toyota just north of the Beltway on Bel Air Road and online at jerrystoyota.com.
105.7 The Fan.
Time to give out shovels. If you have a shovel, give us a call or give us a text, 410-583-1057. Hit us up on Twitter at BBMS1057 The Fan. Ed Norris, who gets your shovel?
Jeremy Kahn.
Hold on.
I thought for a long time I was the unluckiest person on the show since all the crap I've gone through. I really did. I mean, you know, falsely in prison, losing my career, all kinds of motorcycle crashes, 2 surgeries in 4 months. Nah. Our young friend here was bleeding out his hiney and had to go to the hospital, in addition to all these other problems.
I'm depressed, I gained weight, my face broke out, I'm nauseous, I'm constipated, my feet swelled, my gums are bleeding, my sinuses are clogged, I got heartburn, I'm cranky, and I have gas.
That sounds like me.
All those things, you poor man.
Did they bring up rectal itch? No, sorry.
That was the first one. That spurned all the other ones that she's
got. You know what it made me think of is Matt Foley, or like when Chris Farley did the guy. He's like, maybe I don't wipe well, and maybe I don't start
stupid. But that Rosanna Dana was hilarious. That's one of my favorite. That's actually, I think, Celeste's favorite clip from SNL. So.
Jeremy Kahn.
The Liberty gets my shovel. Did anyone
see
this?
The Liberty?
Yeah.
They won a championship.
The Liberty.
Liberty no. University?
Yes. I'm calling them the Liberty because you thought I was calling Liberty University the Liberty last
week. That's what I thought.
Now, so here's the reason why. Liberty went on the road as a 27-point road favorite.
You hate me.
I mean, look, this is just awful. And they lost to an 0-6 Kennesaw State team that's rated worse than 7 Division II teams.
They had no football championship subdivision wins.
No. Like, how?
Ever.
So I had the under last night, so I'm really pissed off that Kennesaw State won.
Uh-huh.
It went over by, I think, one score. But you're watching the game going, they weren't supposed to score on you. You're a 27-point favorite. I don't know what the biggest favorite is to lose outright. I'm trying to think how much Alabama was like an 18 or 20-point favorite over Vanderbilt, I believe. Maybe it was a little bit more than that. But a 27-point favorite?
Yeah. I'd like to know, on this note, how many listeners even know where Kennesaw State is located? Like, what state it's in? Seriously.
Are they...
Georgia.
Georgia, yeah.
Kennesaw, Georgia.
Are they Georgia?
Yeah.
Oh, that's what I was going to guess.
Well, see, I'm glad you said that, though, because that's how ridiculous it is.
I didn't know where it was.
I guarantee the average listener doesn't know where it is.
But it's just unbelievable. Like, I didn't get to watch the game because I was knee-deep in NBA all night. But when I woke up this morning, I was like, dang, hold on, they didn't lose? They were 27. You ever look at something in the morning and go, well, this can't be right? Like, you're rubbing your eyes. Am I still asleep? 27-point favorite, lose outright. Sorry, Rob.
You should get the shovel for betting on the game.
I had the under.
There you go. I give the shovel to all the experts criticizing Tua. I see all the talking heads and giving their advice on what Tua should do. I think you have to go through medical protocol to return to the field. Am I right?
Yes.
I think those people who tell you can go, they don't work for the NFL. Am I right?
Yes.
Right.
They're independent. All right? Leave it alone, folks. The guy's going to play football. His teammates said, Tyreek Hill said, guys were almost coming to tears when they saw him return. There's a big lift. They were all lifted up when he came to return. That's what he means to that team.
I love that Hill said, start me up again. Put me back in your lineups.
There you go.
It's on.
Leave it alone. I know you're looking for something to talk about, but keep it moving. This ain't the place to go. Don't die on that hill.
What about his choice to not wear the new helmet?
What word did you say?
His choice.
There you go.
Okay.
There you go. I mean, you can't. We all do things. I didn't like his explanation. It didn't sound well thought out, but it's still, he didn't really owe me an explanation. We all do things that probably go against safety in some way or another. We do. We all do. I know one you do all the time, Jeremy.
What?
We all do things that go against safety.
What do I do?
Like me a couple weeks ago?
You can say it. I don't wear my seatbelt. I only wear it in my wife's car because the damn thing won't stop beeping.
See, you're so used to it that you didn't even know where I was going with that.
It comes from delivering my time delivering pizzas, just wanting to get in and out of the car, like not wanting to take. I don't like it. It's constricting.
We were cops. We didn't have a car all day and don't wear a seatbelt, who's not required. All right now.
What, I could?
I do.
Okay.
You should.
Cops wear them all the time?
No, they're exempt.
This is BS.
Exempt. Sorry. Exempt.
Exempt?
Exempt.
Come
still
on, man.
Mind.
Did you see, by the way, did you see the video of the woman, police officer that was posting it, yelling at people for driving fast on 90 or like on the highway, saying, you're not allowed to. When you see me, get out of my way. She got in trouble for it. She got suspended for a day for posting a video telling, I can go 90 miles an hour. It's not illegal for me to do that. And then she got in trouble.
Well, the truth is she can. She got in trouble for posting it on video.
Absolutely. Yeah.
It's not.
Just silly to put stuff out there.
Yeah. Let's go to Mike in Baltimore. What's up, Mike?
How y'all doing this morning?
Doing well. How are you?
All right. Welcome back, Jeremy.
Thanks,
my shovel goes to Mr. Rob Long.
Yes.
There we go.
Yesterday on the air, you had said, and for all those people like Mike, who the only thing he knows about Bronny James is that he's a LeBron James' son. But you don't know what I know, Rob. I know a lot of things. I knew about the situation, all about, you know, his illness and all this other stuff. That wasn't the point, but you were like, to all the people like Mike who only know
about Bronny. You butthurt, Mike. I know you are because your voice is quivering. That's anger. Oh. You didn't know about him. You butthurt. Your voice is quivering. That's anger. That's fine. You know, that's cool. That's what Mike does. He gets butt hurt. He calls and he gets people.
And now he's going to call back and yell at me.
I don't worry about that. Chris in San Antonio. What's
give
up,
the building
Chris?
Address and be done with it.
I'm not afraid to give you my shovel either, Rob. And the reason I'm going to give it to you is because you got on me 3 weeks ago telling me that the Ravens and Steelers was not a rivalry, but it, looking at the AFC North, it's starting to look that way.
I don't remember that. What's the context of that conversation? I'm not saying
we were talking about rivalries, and you like that was the only rivalry we had. That's all we had because we weren't on TV. And now because we were talking about the Ravens in Kansas City a couple weeks ago.
I thought Kansas City now was a bigger rivalry than Ravens Steelers. I remember the conversation
Ravens
now.
Ravens Steelers now are fighting for the AFC North.
Okay,
5-2, and I think it's going to be a hell of a game if we get that far with their defense and our offense.
Let me ask you a question: if the Ravens Steelers were on national TV and the Ravens Chiefs were on national TV, who you think would be must see TV more? I'm not talking about you and me, but who would they be must see TV more?
Or national me?
Huh?
Because you know Baltimore meme wants to see Ravens Steelers.
Right. I think it's a rivalry. I just think the Kansas City. I think the Chiefs. Ravens are a bigger rivalry. Now I remember the conversation because I used the comparison of the Jets-Patriots are a huge traditional rivalry. But there was a time when there was Manning and Brady where the Colts-Patriots were a bigger rivalry than the Patriots-Jets.
I got that. That's
yeah.
fair.
So I still think it's a – I just think the Chiefs-Ravens right now, bigger rivalry.
I mean, I think – I'm with the caller with the Steelers. I think it's always going to be that. He just – there's just some teams you hate. Like, they're going to be years. Alabama and Auburn are the biggest rivals. But Alabama, would you say their rivals now are just Georgia? The rivalry has to do with history.
I understand that, but what we were talking about on a national level. I mean, you're right. With those two fan bases, they hate one another. But you put Alabama-Georgia on, that's must-see TV. Everybody's going to see it. Traditionally, you watch Alabama-Auburn just because that's the tradition. 410-583-1057. That's the number. Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on the Fan. Encore 9:45, but on the other side, Jeremy Kahn, I got 38 cents. Where should I put it?
Oh, man, I'm going to tell you where. So we got an interesting night tonight with even more NBA, NHL, college football, NFL. And then coming up in a couple weeks, we're going to have college basketball. So it's going to be a lot of fun. I'm undefeated in the NBA so far this year. I'll tell you what I've had the past couple nights, except for my prop plays where I had just a little bit of bad luck. I'll tell you what bad luck I had and how that went.
What about going under on a Liberty?
Did not work. We talk about it next in the world is stupid. It should be the Daily Line.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
The Big Bad Daily Line. 105.7 The Fan.
Derek Jones Jr. holds above his head, looking to inbound, still looking, finally gets it off the fingertips of Harden. It's a steal for Grayson Allen, and the Suns win in overtime. 116-113, the final score at Intuit Dome as the Clippers fall in their debut in this brand new building.
There you go. That's courtesy of Suns Radio Network. As I said, so far I've hit every NBA side or total I bet this year. 2-0. Had the Lakers, had the Celtics over on Tuesday night. Last night, the Magic, the Pelicans, you heard it there. I had the Clippers. I had my two favorite plays were the over in the Grizzlies game and the over in the Raptors game. Both of those games, you didn't even have to sweat. Had the under in the Houston game last night. Where I want to talk is the three prop plays, and this is why, like, inherently people like to bet overs on prop plays. It's more fun to root for a guy to score than to miss every shot he takes, right? I mean, if you're betting something, miss it. You know, you want, like, you people like to bet overs on players. I try to find the best situations where I think the overs work and where it correlates also with the game. So, for example, I love the Raptors over last night, right? You start to look at it. No R.J. Barrett. No Bruce Brown. Who else? There was another player who's missing. I'm forgetting. But as those guys are missing, now all of a sudden the usage, that means the ball's in somebody's hand, so they're getting primary usage, goes immediately to Emmanuel Quickley and Scotty Barnes, who does run some point and fills up the stat sheet. Scotty Barnes shot terribly, and Evan Mobley made life miserable for him. So I had his over, points, rebounds, assists. Total bust. Didn't work. I think if he shot better, we have a shot at it. But still, I can say that's a bad pick. Emmanuel Quickley, over 20 points. Got 13 in the first half. He's leading all scores. He gets undercut by Darius Garland on a rebound and lands on his hip. Doesn't come out in the second half. I'd like to think he gets 7 more points there, 8 points in the second half, and it goes over. One of my favorite prop plays was, and I can't believe this, and guys, remember this moving forward, Zach Edey is like plus 220 to get double-doubles. He's a walking double-double. Unless what happened last night happens as he plays 14 minutes and fouls out.
Was that his mission?
He played 14 minutes and fouled out, and he finished with 5 points and 5 rebounds. Now, more than likely, he plays about 25 to 27 minutes to start off a season. So you'd like to think in there, maybe there's some putbacks, some easy shots from Ja. Oh, man, it was so frustrating from that standpoint. And then as Rob talked about, like, cleaning the slate in the NBA helps out with a winning night, just with the fact that I had the Liberty under, and these cats lose to it. They lost as a 27-point favorite.
He calls us the Liberty, like that's really under the Liberty.
No, I'm saying the Liberty under.
Okay.
I can't. If I say Liberty under, I don't think.
Well, they lost to the underdog, though.
They're 27-point underdogs.
Yeah, you said favorite, isn't it?
They were a 27-point favorite.
You said they lost to
you
the
You don't know, Ed. Stop it. You don't know what you're talking about. This is my world, man. No.
I had the over for 3-point shots with the Celtics the other day. No.
Would have been a great play.
I think 28 was the number.
Staying off of, I'll get to the plays tonight, but one of the other things to bring up about just what's happened in the first couple nights, you watch the games, you start to see things. You start to notice things about players that are going to play more. Like I liked Ubaselli for the Sixers last night as a backup center, and he fills it up with Joel Embiid out. So lots of interesting options last night. Now, let me get to today's slate. So here's what I like in the NHL. I like Carolina minus 160 on the road. Florida and the New York Rangers to go over the 6. Everybody and their mother, I confirmed it with their mothers, have bet the under in this game. 85% of the public I'm seeing right now betting the under in this Florida-New York Rangers game, which is almost automatically going to make me look the other way. So I like that. And I like St. Louis and Toronto to go under 6. Oh, what's that? 93% of the public is betting on Toronto and St. Louis to go over 6. Give me the opposite of what all these people think.
You're contrarian.
I love going the other. I mean, when you start to see some of these things, again, this is how I follow hockey. I don't know all the players. I know quite a bit of them now from doing this for a while. I take all that all that bias out of it. I'm just looking at numbers, where the money's going, how this looks.
Yeah. And so which way are you going on the Rangers-Panthers?
Over.
Over, okay.
Six, yeah.
The Rangers have only given up 12 goals so far this year.
That's why everybody's on the under. Yeah. That's why everybody's on the under. And, again, could the Rangers score all this by themselves? Sure they could with what we've seen this year. Yeah.
They're very good defensively right now, though.
But I think Florida gets a couple tonight. And I wouldn't be surprised if Florida won outright. Everybody's, and this isn't me telling you the Rangers are, yeah, they're, it's not me telling you the Rangers are bad. I mean, they're minus 145 over Florida tonight. The fact of the matter is people love to jump on streaks. And sometimes you jump on too late. You know what I mean? Like, so you get an 8-game winning streak and all of a sudden people are like, oh, we got to get on it. Well, now you're not getting the best number on them because everybody's betting them.
Yeah.
And then you wind up on the losing side of it with a bad number eventually. All right, let me move to college football. I love Old Dominion tonight, but one of my favorite plays tonight is going to be the Pitt-Syracuse over at 62.5. If you haven't watched Eli Holstein, transfer that came in for Pitt, can run, can throw, sometimes throws it to the other team, but usually ends up in a score. I don't think Pitt's defense or Syracuse's defense is anything to write home about. I love Syracuse's tight end, big-time playmaker who's back and he's healthy. On top of it, Deion Reed, you got to watch the running back for Pitt. He's not a big guy, but man, he does every single thing on the football field. Give me the over there. In the NBA, I like the Kings to knock off the Timberwolves. People are going, Timberwolves might win it all this year. They can't go 0-2. Sure they can. As they lost to the Lakers on opening night, I think they lose to the Kings tonight. And that walking triple-double, Domantas Sabonis gets it done. I like the Thunder to knock off Denver on the road. They're favored by 2 points. I'm going to tell you guys to go. I'm not betting the Celtics-Wizards. The Wizards are going to be the worst team in the NBA. The Celtics look like an absolute smash spot. So what I'm going to tell you to do here to play it safer is I'm going to take the Celtics team total over points because I think that's the better route to take. Now, on to the NFL. Rams win outright tonight. I'm taking them plus the points. I don't know who your guys' pick's going to be. Do you have one for tonight? Rams?
Vikings. Yeah, I got Vikings.
I'm taking the Rams plus the 2.5 to 3. If you can find 3, great. If you want to buy the half point, take it to 3. I don't mind that either. But one of the prop plays that I'm definitely going to look at, this is something you guys and I were talking about in the commercial break. They're trying to trade Cooper Kupp.
Mm-hmm.
I think you're out of your mind if you don't think they pepper that cat with targets tonight.
I wonder why they play him at all if you're trying to trade him.
Everybody
knows what Cooper Kupp can do. Look at like Devontae Adams. Yeah. Sit him. Don't get him hurt.
But this is his first game back from injury, and I think people want to see he's okay. I think that's the difference. So, again, I think Cooper
Kupp. Devontae Adams was injured. Well, not, he was not really injured. Hit a hamstring.
No, it healed on the flight over. Did the thin air, when you get up, it presses, and then you get better blood flow into the hamstring. That's what happened to Devontae. Somebody said it would be hilarious if he got. Who plays the Steelers this week? If he got traded to whatever team it was, and he lost to the Steelers 3 times in a year. But, yeah, lastly with this, I think the Cooper Kupp overs look good. But even with how much I love Kupp, the best receiver on the field tonight is Justin Jefferson there, sweetheart. So pay attention to that cat as well. But I like the Rams to win this one outright, so give me that. My favorite plays, I love the Kings. I like ODU. Oh, that's Old Dominion for people that don't know. Pitt Q's over is probably my favorite play tonight, along with the Rams. And I like that Florida New York Rangers over a lot. There you go.
And Pittsburgh's hosting the Giants.
Ooh, you traded to the Giants.
Monday night.
Let's go to Fabrizio in Baltimore. What's up, man?
Hey, Rob, how you doing?
Doing well. How are you, sir?
Good, good. So, two things. So
we're good, too.
It's about the Ravens' defense, and it's kind of like a weird thing for me to have, like, an opinion on. So it's like, say we get diced up by Jameis Winston this week. Like, I just wanted to know, what would your guys' approach be like?
Get diced up and win, or get diced up and lose? What are the results?
I think we'll win, but it's obviously not a good thing.
Well,
you know,
see, that's all statistically diced up. Baker Mayfield had a great game on Monday. Did Baker Mayfield really have a great game on Monday? Statistically, he had a great game on Monday.
But he didn't play well.
But he didn't play well on Monday. So
he lost his top two receivers during the game.
You know, if you look at the end stat, if Jameis Winston comes out with 320 yards passing on 51 attempts and they lose by 10, okay.
Yeah.
But if he comes out with 280 in a competitive game and 3 touchdown passes and no turnovers, then I got a problem. Joe has the encore. You don't want to miss it. Find out what we learned today on The Fan.
Yeah, I'm the only one that doesn't order food here. And it's funny, I get to watch both these guys and watch Rob order, and then before Rob hits send, they're knocking on the door.
I don't think anyone on this show has ever seen you eat.
In the morning, I really don't.
Even when we went to Masoni's, did he eat then?
Yeah.
Yeah.
You kidding me?
I've seen him eat in bars midday when he used to come out.
I eat all the time. Look at me, I eat all the time. I just don't eat breakfast.
I know, but you like food brought to you. That's your thing.
Well, yeah, it's kind of
you pay like, you know, $150 for a three-piece cake.
You're a VIP.
How much did you pay for that cake?
I don't know if you were here or not. Were you?
I heard the story.
I got so high on a Friday night, I ordered food, ate it, and I was like, damn, I want some cake. And then so I go to desserts and start scrolling through it. I ordered three pieces of cake from some place, and it was like, I think the total bill was almost $60. I think I spent like $170 on food. Joe, I didn't eat all three pieces
and
of cake.
I agree with you, Joe.
I only ate two.
He said, no wonder your stomach is effed up.
Shut up, man. You don't know.
And that's the encore for today. 410-583-1057. That's the number. Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show, Alden Fast. Ed, now look outside. It looks completely different than it did at 7:30, didn't it?
Of course.
It's getting like lighter so much later. Later than normal.
It's so busy there. Nobody goes there anymore.
Right.
I don't like it.
Does it concern you?
Yeah, it does concern me.
You know what next weekend is?
No. What's next weekend?
Daylight savings time ends.
It's also Halloween next Thursday.
Yeah, and that weekend, that Saturday night, the 2nd.
Makes me claustrophobic.
The fact that when it gets darker earlier?
Yeah, I don't like it.
I never understood that, but now I do. Like, there's apparently a lot of people affected by that seasonal. Yeah.
Oh, absolutely. It's a real thing.
I thought it was silly when I first heard it, but now I'm in no place to judge anyone.
We heard all about all your ailments before.
You didn't get them all. You got most of them.
It was funny. You had a couple.
Yeah.
Constipation was in there.
It was pretty close. She called herself fat, and I'm like, God damn it.
We should play that again. That was hilarious. I love that. That's my favorite clips from SNL ever.
What is that lady's name?
Gilda Radner.
Gilda Radner. She was so funny. And she had the whole expression and everything to go along with it. Ugh. Like she would spit every time she says a word. You got it, Joe?
I'm depressed. I gained weight. My face broke out. I'm nauseous. I'm constipated. My feet swelled. My gums are bleeding. My sinuses are clogged. I got heartburn. I'm cranky and I have gas.
Now it's time for you to find out what we learned today. Ed Norris, what you learned today?
I'm trying to figure out how many of those Jeremy actually has. It's a lot. Made me feel better. Because I've had a crummy 20 years.
Hot flashes? No.
I learned that the team of my youth, the New York Jets, are much more urban than I gave them credit for. Rob pointed out that at the press conference, Devontae Adams, their sponsor is Cash App.
Yes, not Venmo. Cash App for the blacks. Cash App for the blacks.
Yep.
Not by Venmo, man.
Get it. Becky, when did you download Cash App?
That's how they pay their players. Aaron Rodgers still waiting on payment. That's what you got for us. Today is a national day, one of the most underrated foods of all foods. Today is National Bologna Day.
Oh, fried bologna.
But I don't like it. Exactly, fried bologna. I don't like how this looks. This is not a bologna that I know. This is on naan bread with lettuce and tomatoes and it's rolled up. And with cheese. What is that, man? Nobody rolls up bologna like that. What is that?
That's if you're from Bangalore.
That was my childhood meal.
What? Non-bread bologna?
Bologna roll-ups.
Oh, that's different, though. Yeah. That's different. This is rolled up on non-bread with lettuce and tomatoes and cheese.
Nobody wants no damn bologna.
So what a bologna crazy? In New Delhi, that's what you get.
Are you crazy? In fact, I think I'm going to go home, go to the deli, get some sliced bologna in honor of National Bologna Day.
Your opinion is bologna. B-O-L-O-G-N-A.
Bologna. Some national birthdays today.
I may do the same thing.
What you got to do is cut a little slit in it so it won't bubble up.
Four of them.
And let that thing just go, man. Come on.
I ate bologna when I was poor.
Join us.
I'm still poor, but my taste buds changed.
Oodles and noodles was my poor food and bologna. I love bologna. I got away from the oodles and noodles. Mm. Y.A. Tittle would have celebrated a birthday today.
Oh.
Former Major League Baseball player Rafael Belliard turned 63 today. Former NFL player Corey Dillon turns 49 today. Former Oriole Arthur Rose turns 55 today. NFL player Jalen Ramsey, NBA player Jaylen Brown share birthday today. Jeremy Cohn, who's older?
Jalen Ramsey.
Okay. All right. Ed Norris?
I'm thinking.
Yeah, you better think.
Ramsey.
Ramsey? Yeah.
All right. I'll go Ramsey.
Go Ramsey. You all did well. Jalen Ramsey today only turns 30. That surprises me. But Jaylen Brown today only turns 29.
Hey. Ramsey is the one who likes to sing and dance at the parties. Remember Nacho Libre? Ramsey is the one.
I did not see that movie.
You never saw it?
I love that dumbass movie.
I didn't see that movie.
Nacho. Well, before I get to the jokes.
I like Jack Black, but for some reason I didn't see that movie.
Well, before I get to the jokes, there was sad news yesterday. After 5 years of medical training, one of my best friends was fired due to a minor discretion. He slept with one of his patients, and now he can no longer do the job he loves. And I think you guys have to agree with me. What a waste of time and money. He was generally a great guy and a brilliant vet.
Oh, my God.
Where do boats go when they're sick? To the dock. I finally met my girlfriend's cannibal father. He grilled me for hours. What do you call a priest that becomes a lawyer? A father-in-law. Do you guys know I can cut a piece of wood just by looking at it? It's true. I saw it with my own eyes. Hey, here's one. A waitress was angry when a customer said, "Can you tell me about the menu, please?" She retorted angrily, "The men I please are none of your business, you pervert."
No doubt about it. No doubt in my mind, Ed. He thought about these in the 8 hours in the ER room. But go ahead.
Last one. When I ordered pizza, they asked if I wanted it cut into 4 or 8 slices. I said 4 because there's no way I could eat 8.
That's Yogi Berra.
Yeah, it's a good one.
Yeah.
And there you go.
Vinny and Henny up next. Enjoy your Thursday, Ed. What day is this?
Friday, babe.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games and a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their 6 pools on 3 different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy daybeds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.